are the closing of day 2.5.
Wow.
Of the CUNA GAC with Denise Gable from the Northwest Credit Union Association. What a great way to close out this show. Thank you very much.
You are welcome. It's always a pleasure to visit with you and just see what's on your mind.
Oh, boy. Oh, it's kind of mush right now. After 40-some interviews, it's oatmeal up there.
All right. Well, let's see what I can do.
Okay. All right. Hey, last night you did a fabulous job.
Thank you.
At the National Credit Union Foundation dinner,
Herb Wagner Memorial Awards.
You got it. All right. Yeah. Thank you for correcting me on that. So it was just it was my first time there. So, Yeah. I mean, I've kind of watched it from the peripheral and stuff, but it was my first time in the room and eating dinner and hanging out with cool people and stuff. And to see you up on stage, that was quite a treat. So well done up there. It was really a lot of fun. You made it fun.
Thank you. It is, I believe this is my fourth year that I've had this privilege and honor. I don't take it lightly. And I love that now each year, somewhere in the summer actually, people start asking me, what are you going to wear? What are you going to do? What are you going to wear? And I'm like, folks, I don't know. But I do know that they want to be surprised. And I generally don't tell our National Credit Union Foundation planners either.
Oh, you don't? Oh, okay.
I don't. It's usually a complete secret for everybody.
Okay.
Just to make it fun. And of course, the costume changes. And to their credit as an organization, they wanted to kind of liven it up and make sure. I think many years ago, it might have been a mini series.
Yes.
I think it got a little bit of a bad rap that it went too long. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's over by 9 o'clock. And
it was on 9 o'clock on
Mike,
the dot.
I hear that all the time that people say, oh my gosh, now that I've experienced it, I'm coming back every year.
Me too.
We also have suppliers, you know, a lot of our business partners and vendors, you know, etc. They're onto it. And why not bring, if you want to meet with the clients want to meet with you, our credit unions, that's fantastic. Buy a table at the dinner. I don't know. I was last night was record attendance. It was just over 900.
That's amazing.
It was amazing. And kudos to the hotel staff. For a plated meal, I thought they did incredible.
Yeah, they were almost, I'm not saying this as a critique, but they were almost invisible, which is a good thing when you're doing
that.
And they were on everything, and they were fantastic. I totally agree with you.
You know, the film crew, the style of that, how well it's done, and the award recipients are always just, you know.
Maria. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Her speech was hilarious.
And, you know, you have someone that's done some legacy type things in the credit union space that's just kind of rattles them off. And you don't really realize, oh my God, that person did that?
Yeah.
I mean, we take that for granted, some of those legacy things.
Right.
And then you have a crash or, you know, cooperative trust program, young adults focused on
James
young adults.
James and Brent.
So. Yeah. And then Maria this year. So it's such an honor.
You can't forget Stan, so.
Yeah, well, and Stan was my point about just this legacy career that he's had. Yeah.
And how many people he's mentored, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, each year I think that's what's exciting is, you know, these people who win are so deserving and it's just mind-boggling to be inspired by them at this dinner.
Yep.
And so the National Credit Union Foundation just, and their work, you know, that's how it all starts about staying on purpose, core purpose, people helping people and educating and, you know, that tie between philanthropy and advocacy.
Right.
They're a yes and kind of proposition. Mm-hmm. So
one of the cool things I thought last night too was how you guys, you know, all the recipients deserving big time. But I was really kind of, I don't want to say surprised, but I was refreshed that you would recognize the Crashers.
Oh,
you know, James Marshall and Brent Dixon. They're youngish. So and ordinarily when you go to a dinner like that, you think of people who are retiring, who have a legacy, who have this fantastic career, have done great things. You know, the Crashers, they're 7 years old. They're still a little kid, you know?
Yeah.
The group, the organization.
Right.
So I think
relatively speaking.
But I think it's really cool that you guys recognized that
and
the impact they've made already. So I thought that was really cool.
I think I'd be okay to take credit because I think it's amazingly done, but I don't deserve any credit for the selection.
Or the selection
folks.
Committee, I should say.
There is there's a selection committee, and I think that's because. In the name of Herb Wagner, was a really innovative, forward-thinking person. And so I think that's part of what the selection committee and the foundation has done is not said, it is for retirement issues only.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. So, It would get predictable if it was like that. So this was very unpredictable for me.
So I'm glad that you were a first timer.
Thank you. Yeah.
I should have had people raise their hand to see who's a first timer.
That would have been interesting. Yeah. With that big a crowd, I think next year that should be on the docket.
I'll put it on the docket. And hope that they ask me again. So it's
sure
a real honor.
They will.
Well, it's
Denise,
a real honor.
Come on.
I don't know. It's a real honor. I don't want to take it for granted. Let me just say directly, I'd love to do it again for you.
I think you're in.
It's a privilege.
Hey, let's talk about the show a little bit here.
Yeah.
What was the show buzz here? I mean, you're here obviously representing Northwest Credit Union Association.
Yeah.
What did you hear, and then what were your goals for this conference this year?
I think, every time I come to GAC, and I've had the privilege a number of times, it is to re-energize and connect. And for those that do come, you know that there are so many people here, which is a good thing. It's very vibrant, and we're all pulling together for the same purpose. What I find is, if you see somebody and they're way across the hall, you better wave and have eye contact.
Oh, yeah.
Because you kind of think, well, I'm sure I'll see him tomorrow.
No, you won't.
You don't necessarily. It's just so large.
Yeah.
And yet, I had a supplier tell me last night, it is different than anything they have ever experienced. It is a family that's here and pulling for consumers, pulling for credit unions. So that's always my expectation is I want to come and be additionally energized by others. If I can add some energy to others, fine. And advocate for credit unions.
And you do that very, very well.
Well, thank you.
Just want to add to that, I've been in other industries. I've been in the semiconductor industry, and I attended shows this and stuff. It's very cutthroat, very secretive. Nobody talks to anybody. Nobody wants to talk to the press because there's all these top secret
stuff. I can't share with you.
There's no sharing. Coming to something like this is so refreshing because everyone's talking. Everyone's eager to tell their story. So I'm just kind of
And it is refreshing. That's exactly right. Yeah. So people that are new to the credit union system are just amazed that there's this kind of collaboration.
It's very cool. I'm going to wrap up here. You're going to get out your crystal ball, Denise Gable. What's your 2017 outlook? Based on what's happening, I know we're still fresh in the year, but based on what you've heard here and based on what's happened so far, what do you see coming down the turnpike here?
I'd like to think we're going to have success in right-sizing regulation.
Okay.
I do think between the collaboration between credit unions, consumers, leagues, and CUNA, and with the change in the administration, I think we've actually, I believe, that we have a shot at this.
All right.
So I think that's likely to happen.
Okay.
I do think we're going to continue to see consolidation and credit unions pulling together. And I think we're going to see the war on talent. I think it's going to continue to heat up. You can worry about all kinds of things in your organization. I think that Colin Powell probably touched on it a little bit today. Mm-hmm. But it's the people, it's the talent, it's the culture, it's the leaders that we need. Mm-hmm. And so I think those three things, we are likely to have some wins, and we're going to have a big war on talent.
Right on. Mm-hmm. Great message to end on. Denise? Yeah. Again, this is the perfect way to end.
It's a great way for me to end the day. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Gift, and I don't know how you did 40 some of these a day.
I don't either.
But
I try not
to think
about it. You're welcome.
But thank you.
Anytime, Denise.
All right.
Always an adventure, always a pleasure.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. Good job.